Now, South Korea's top negotiator is hoping to conclude soon the prolonged defense cost talks with the United States. Seoul is seeking to sign a deal with Washington on sharing costs for stationing more than 28,000 American troops in South Korea. Now, the envoy is in Washington for the first in-person talks with his counterpart since President Joe Biden's administration took office. Simon Marks joining us with more. Simon, the agreement between the two expired at the end of 2019, but still no deal yet. What's been the delay?
Well, I think that it's important to underscore, Jill, that this is going to be an in-person negotiation here in Washington, D.C. You know, it's not often that the American capital at the moment welcomes visitors from other countries, especially from the other side of the world. Most of these negotiations are taking place virtually, but the South Koreans have decided it is important to be here for this conversation because, remember, they've just come out of 4 years in which former President Donald Trump at various points threatened to reduce the American troop presence on the Korean Peninsula, at some points even suggested that he might reduce it completely, eradicate it, bring everybody home. And the financial conversation between Seoul and the Trump administration went down a dead end because at the moment, Seoul contributes around $920 million a year to the United States in a bid to defray some of the expenses of providing those 28,500 troops to safeguard the peninsula. President Trump wanted the South Koreans to pay as much as $5 billion and rejected a South Korean offer to increase their payments to the United States to around $1 billion a year. So the conversation became mired in uncertainty, and that was partly because the South Koreans couldn't get a clear read on exactly where the Trump administration wanted to take things. Now they feel like they're on the cusp of negotiating an agreement with the Biden administration, which in foreign policy terms, of course, is pursuing a far more multilateral approach internationally than the isolationist approach that it inherited from the Trump administration.
Well, do you think that would then translate to the current administration being more open than the Trump administration on those South Korean defense costs?
Yeah, I think it's highly likely. I mean, not least because President Biden at no point has questioned whether it is worth it financially or geopolitically to the United States to provide defense forces on the Korean Peninsula. Remember, President Trump went through a period where he was trying to promote a more positive relationship between the United States and North Korea. That ultimately came to very little in concrete terms, although President Trump's supporters say that it headed off the prospect of a variety of missile tests and that Kim Jong-un was in large measure as good as his word in that regard. But the South Koreans are approaching this now from a new perspective. They're not only trying to embrace the change that has taken place here in Washington, D.C., but they're also arguing that the U.S. and South Korea should strike a multi-year agreement. They say there have been what they refer to as operational disturbances that have created uncertainty in this military relationship. By that, of course, they mean, why don't we sign a long-term deal now, just in case American voters at some point in the future decide that they're going to hand the keys of the Oval Office to someone who looks and sounds, in foreign policy terms, a lot like Donald Trump. So they're looking for a long-term agreement. It'll be interesting to see how the Biden government responds to that.
Simon Marks in Washington. Thank you.